Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon session, June 10th, 2015, at the Nebraska Court of Appeals. I'm Rico Bishop, and to my left is Chief Judge Frankie Moore, and to my right, Judge Mike Pirtle. We are being live streamed over NET, so please keep that in mind to the extent you have anything confidential or sensitive to discuss. When I call your case, appellant will come forward, and if you can allow me an opportunity to say the case name again for purposes of the recording, I'd appreciate it. So our first case of the day is State v. Brehm. Again, our first case is State v. Brehm.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Heidi Hayes, and I represent the appellant in this case, Garrett R. Brehm. Your Honors, this involves a case where Mr. Brehm was pulled over by Trooper White for failure to have a front license plate. Subsequent to the stop, Trooper White did testify that he observed that there was, in fact, a front license plate displayed flush against the passenger side front windshield, but the reason for initiating the stop was that Trooper White thought there was no license plate at all displayed on the front of the vehicle. He later expanded the stop and issued a citation for DUI first offense. Mr. Brehm filed a motion to suppress in the county court level, stating that there was no probable cause or reasonable suspicion for the stop, and all evidence after the stop should not come into evidence. The county court overruled that motion to suppress because it determined that the front license plate should be on the front bumper of a vehicle and not on the front windshield, and for that reason, Trooper White had probable cause to stop the vehicle. The district court also heard that matter on our appeal and agreed with the lower court and held that a front license plate should be displayed on the front windshield of the vehicle. The standard of review in this matter as it pertains to reasonable suspicion or probable cause is de novo. We certainly recognize that with respect to the facts, it's clear error, but de novo as it pertains to reasonable suspicion or probable cause. And we would submit to the court, Your Honors, that Trooper White did not have reasonable suspicion to stop Mr. Brehm's vehicle and conduct the investigatory stop in this matter.
Why was the plate not on the front bumper?
The plate was not on the front bumper in this particular case, Your Honor, because the vehicle that he was driving did not have the brackets. It didn't come with the brackets that most vehicles do to install the front. And Mr. Brehm's interpretation of the statute that we agree with would allow him to place it anywhere on the front of the vehicle, provided it was 12 inches from the bottom or from the ground.
The fact that the front bumper didn't have a bracket provided, does that create an exemption from the requirement of the statute?
No, I don't believe it does, but I would submit the statute doesn't mention the word bumper. It simply says that the front license plate should be displayed on the front of the vehicle. The statutes here, 60-3-1000 and 60-399, do specify a number of requirements as to how a statute is to be displayed, but nowhere in either of those two statutes does it use the term bumper or grille.
60-399, subparagraph 1, provides, in all cases, such license plates shall be securely fastened in an upright position to the motor vehicle so as to prevent such plates from swinging and at a minimum distance of 12 inches from the ground.
Correct, Your
Honor. Okay, so there was not a front plate securely fastened in an upright position, was there?
It's our position that there was, Your Honor. It was flush against the passenger windshield in the front of the vehicle. It's our position that the windshield is still the front of the vehicle. I think a reasonable person can interpret, if you're looking at the front of a vehicle, that whether or not that it is the upper front of the vehicle being the window or the more lower part being the bumper, that a reasonable person can interpret the front of a vehicle could be anywhere, as long as it's 12 inches from the bottom of the ground.
Where's the middle?
You bring up a good point, Your Honor, and I think there are different interpretations, which would bring me to the argument that there is some statutory ambiguity, arguably, and I don't believe the lower court has the authority to insert the word bumper into this case.
But you're asking us to insert windshield.
I'm asking the court to determine that to apply the rule of leniency in the defendant's favor in this case and find that the front of a vehicle could be a number of places, and that because it was the specified distance below the ground that he was in compliance with the statute when he fastened the license plate flush against the windshield.
But doesn't the statute also require that the plates be plainly visible at all times?
It does, Your Honor.
And did the trooper here testify that he could not see the license plate?
He did, Your Honor.
And does that provide reasonable suspicion, even if he's wrong about it having to be on the bumper?
The fact that he was wrong about it having to be on the bumper, no, I would agree with that. But I think that the circumstances that existed in this case prior to initiating the stop is something the court should look at when determining if there was reasonable suspicion. And that is the U.S. versus 45,000 versus Carlos Martins, recently decided by the Eighth Circuit, which states the court should look at the circumstances surrounding the case that exists when an officer determines if there's reasonable suspicion. So the circumstances in this case, Your Honor, would be that it was 2:11 in the morning, so it was dark out, that he stated that he observed the vehicle for 1 second or less, that he only observed the front bumper of the vehicle, no evidence that he observed any other area, that he was stationed with his lights off, that Mr. Brim was traveling 65 miles an hour, at no time was he stationary. And so I submitted those circumstances are important, that I don't believe any reasonable person who is looking at the front bumper in the plate in the dark for 1 second or less would be able to, it would be quite probable you wouldn't see a front license plate. And I don't believe that's reasonable suspicion in this case. The circumstances would prevent any reasonable suspicion. And the Eighth Circuit in U.S. versus Carlos Martin states that an officer can't pull a vehicle over because it's a bright sunny day and the sun's shining on a license plate, or the officer is at an angle where he can't see the license plate, that the defendant should not be a victim of that and have his privacy violated because of the circumstances that may exist.
But your position isn't that he couldn't pull him over. I mean, he couldn't see a license plate. There was not one prominently displayed that he could see so he could pull him over. Is it your position that once he saw it on the dash, he had to walk away?
It's my position that, not necessarily that he had to walk away, but that the circumstances that existed weren't reasonable for him to pull him over. And so I think that...
Well, the law requires that it be prominently displayed.
Yes, sir.
And that it be on the front of the car. He was looking where one would typically look for a license plate. So he had a basis to pull him over. So I'm just... Are you arguing that once he saw it, he should have walked away?
I would submit that to the court, but I want to be clear, Your Honor, that I'm also stating that I think the officer should have looked at the entire front of the vehicle and not just looked at the front bumper. Our position is that it was prominently displayed.
Isn't that part of the problem, though? You have your headlights in the front bumper area of your car, which helps the officers see a license plate located there, but they're not going to be able to see it on a windshield. It's darker in there.
I can understand. And I think, Judge, that the average person, I certainly understand, does fasten the license plate to the front bumper. But to the same extent, I think it could have been very easy for the legislature to insert the term bumper into the statute.
But why have language about 12 inches from the ground? Right?
Sure.
I mean, where are we looking if we're 12 inches from the ground? At the bumper? Front or back? Right? We're not looking at the windshield. And we do read the statutes in whole.
Sure.
Right.
I would submit, though, that I do believe that the rule of lenity applies. I do believe there is some deference to give to the defendant, that due process does require someone to understand the statute, particularly as it pertains to the penal code and criminal law, and that it is important for the average person to understand the law and know how to abide by it. And I think a colorable argument...
But that's not our, that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at whether the officer had reasonable suspicion.
Sure.
And we look at, you know, even if the officer has a mistaken belief on whether there's a violation, if he believed at the time he stopped it that it was a violation, doesn't the law say that's a reasonable suspicion?
Absolutely. But we submit, Your Honor, that because of the circumstances that existed, that suspicion wasn't reasonable.
Well, he didn't see a license plate on the bumper.
That's correct.
Right? And in fact, that turned out to be true. There was no license plate on the bumper. So what circumstances lead this to not be reasonable?
The fact that Trooper White was stationed not under any sort of lighting, that it was 2:11 in the morning, it was dark, that he testified that he observed it for 1 second or less, that Mr. Brim was not stationary at any time that he looked at the vehicle during that 1 second or less. So similar to what the court said in U.S. versus 45,000, Trooper White could have followed him for a period of time. He could have, I would submit, done more investigation. And so the circumstances that were beyond Mr. Brim's control in that case led Trooper White to pull him over when, in fact, I would submit he was in compliance with the statute.
Well, how is this any different than our decision in State versus Richardson in 2008?
In State versus Richardson, Judge, the court did determine that the statute, that the license plate was not properly displayed, that it was not in an upright position. The finding from the lower court in this matter was that it wasn't on the front bumper. And so I believe there were additional findings in that matter that caused the trooper not be able to see it, not just specifically that it wasn't on the front bumper, which I think distinguishes this case.
But didn't the district court go on and add to those findings?
I believe, Your Honor, that the court did state that they felt as though it was at an angle. If I could respond to your questions. For some of the reasons, I would state that it was still in an upright position. The statute doesn't define it. It has to be at a 90-degree angle. No evidence that it was hanging by one bolt like you see in some of the other cases. We would submit that it was upright, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Austin Roth, I represent the state of Nebraska. Really the main, and maybe the only issue here is whether the traffic stop that led to Brim's arrest and conviction for DUI was justified by reasonable suspicion and or probable cause. Based on the record, and in particular the officer's testimony and suppression here, we submit that both existed and justified this stop.
Would it have made any difference in this case if this would have been 2 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to 2 o'clock in the morning?
Not really, except to the fact that maybe he would have seen it in the windshield, maybe. But when the officer doesn't see it, and he's stationed, he has a clear, unobstructed view of the front of the vehicle, looks at it, sees no license plate, then pulls down around, sees a rear license plate, that's reasonable suspicion to pull him over. You don't require 100% certainty. You don't require even more likely than not. Probable cause, that's been explained, State v. Owl. Reasonable suspicion is a lesser level of suspicion required even than that. So it's completely reasonable for the officer not seeing a front license plate, seeing a rear one, to pull him over and investigate.
But if he saw the front license plate in daylight hours in the windshield, would he have had a reasonable basis to pull him over?
Yes, he would. But it changes a bit the inquiry because, and I tried to explain this in my brief, when you don't see the license plate, we're not concerned with necessarily how it's displayed, whether it's at an angle or securely fastened, because the officer never saw it. And only facts and circumstances known to the officer before the stop are relevant to the probable cause or reasonable suspicion inquiry. But if it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and he sees it in the windshield, then you get into an analysis of whether it complied with the statute. Because, again, that's known to the officer before the stop. So you'd ask, okay, in the windshield, is that securely fastened? No. Is it up fully upright? No. Is it prominently displayed? No. Is it within 12 inches, which would indicate, as Your Honor did, that it should be on the bumper area? No. He sees the license plate, then you analyze whether it satisfied the statutes. But here, where the officer testified, hey, I looked at the front of the car, front bumper, didn't see the license plate, and I saw the rear, I thought that's a violation because you got to have two license plates according to 60-3100. That's reasonable suspicion.
When he approached the car and saw the plate, could see the plate in the window, should he have walked away?
No, I think this, two responses, I guess. This court has said, I think, in the past that once you have the stop, you're allowed to do the typical investigatory functions. So, run it through for a warrant or check the registration, those types of things, ask him some questions, which he smelled the odor of alcohol, which then would have provided additional basis to extend the stop. So he wasn't required to walk away before doing those things, and by doing those things, he would have discovered the DUI basis. But I think the record shows, and I'm not entirely certain, but I believe that he did not realize that the plate was in the front windshield until he had approached, talked to Mr. Brim, told him why he had pulled him over, and at that point, Brim points to the front windshield. So the officer had already, presumably detected the odor of DUI, and at that point, he could continue his investigation. So our position is that when you have an officer stationed on I-80, it's a clear unobstructed view. Evidence was it's a clear night. He looks at the front of the vehicle, sees no license plate, says he got about a second worth of viewing time. Then he can pull out and he can do an investigatory stop. That should be the end of this case. I know that Brim has offered a couple arguments, one regarding the circumstances, saying that it's objectively unreasonable that the officer concluded there was no front license plate. We disagree. Again, when you've got a clear unobstructed view, he's parked, he's watching the oncoming traffic, he gets a look at the front bumper and he doesn't see a license plate. I mean, that's enough. And then regarding the second argument, I think that Brim makes in his brief, which is essentially, I satisfied the statute, so there's no violation of probable cause. Again, we think that's the wrong inquiry. State v. Dragonescu, the Nebraska Supreme Court, has said you don't look at whether there's a violation proven. Just if the belief of a violation is reasonable, when the officer says, I didn't see the license plate, and I've got to look at the front bumper, that's enough. As I said in my brief, though, we do disagree with the statutory interpretation and the analysis by Brim in that regard.
So do you think that State v. Richardson is controlling here?
Well, not exactly, no, because in Richardson, again, he saw the license plate before the stop. And so then you get into the statutory analysis. It does, it's obviously favorable when you get to the statutory analysis, because I believe that Brim and, Richardson and Highland, they all say, I got to be fully upright, got to be, can't be in the windshield, I believe, is the Richardson case. But when you don't see the license plate, it's almost like the analysis is a step before. And when you don't see a license plate and he gets a good look at the front bumper, that should be enough. So Richardson is not directly controlling. It would favor the statutory analysis, but we don't think you actually need to get there, at least not to the extent that Brim has asked for. Just a couple quick points. The 12 inches from the ground, Your Honor pointed that out. That does indicate to me that it's got to be in the bumper area.
Well, isn't it a minimum of 12 inches?
Yeah.
But so it can be higher than that.
Sure, sure. So, for example, if you had it on the, if your bumper, if you got a raised truck or something, it's 24 inches up, then that would be okay. But still, it, to me, indicates it's on the outside of the car on the bumper area. And then at one point, in the brief, too, Brim says several times that there's no artificial lighting. Record shows no artificial lighting at the I-80 mile marker of 397. My reading of the record was that there was simply no evidence as to the lighting. Not that there was none, just no evidence one way or the other was introduced. And again, as I said in my brief, I think the headlights would illuminate the front area of the car. He's parked, he has a view of the traffic coming toward him. When you see no license plate, that's reasonable suspicion, probable cause to have a traffic stop.
It's interesting that you can have in transit stickers on your windows and that suffices for proper registration
right at
that time. But you're arguing here that it's not sufficient to have your plate up in the window.
Well, I mean, the statutes are different. They have different requirements. It makes sense to me, at least, with an in-transit sticker being, paper, susceptible to the elements more so than a license plate, that you have it on the interior of the car on the windshield. They specifically mention windows in that statute, 60-376. They don't here. And as Your Honor indicated, the 12 inches, as well as the prominent displayed on the front and back of the vehicle, seems to indicate the proper area.
So if you're driving with in-transit stickers, and maybe I'm probably taking this a little outside of your case, but if you're traveling with in-transit stickers and you're not going to see a plate on the front bumper of the car, you can get pulled over.
That's perfectly fine according to this court's case law. State versus Gonzales Maldonado, it's a 2011 case. That particular case, the officer did not observe a rear license plate or the in-transit tags. The in-transit tag was on the window, but he wasn't able to see it because it was 1:15 in the morning and there was tinting. This court said that was perfectly fine to justify the stop.
So it really comes back around to it's not prominently displayed where one would expect to see a license plate.
Yeah, officer didn't see the license plate. He saw the front of the vehicle. He's positioned to see it. Nothing obstructed his view. He had reasonable suspicion and probable cause to have the stop. In sum, then, we submit that the county court had properly overruled his motion to suppress. District court properly affirmed that judgment, and we ask this court to affirm Brim's conviction and sentence. Unless there are any further questions, I'll submit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't believe Ms. Hayes has any more time. Thank you very much. Case is submitted.